Joining me is author and poet Dale Jacobson from Northwest Minnesota. Good afternoon, Dale. How are you?
Good. Glad to be with you.
Well, fantastic. Let's be nosy here, Dale. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in southwestern part of Minnesota, Marshall, Minnesota.
Oh, home of Schwann's.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. I worked for Schwann's.
Oh, you did? Okay. And how did you find your way north?
Well, there's a little short story there. I ran into Robert Bly, the poet, and showed him some poems, which he was less than impressed with at the time, but I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, if you really want to write poetry, I would tell you to go see Tom McGrath. He's up in Morehead State University. And so that's what I did.
All right. Where do you reside now, Dale?
Alvarado, Minnesota, right across the river.
Oh, the big city, yes, just northeast Grand Forks on Highway 220. Well, if we can dive into our chat here, my first big question, Dale, is when did you first realize you wanted to be a poet, a writer?
Pretty much as a teenager.
And what attracted you to poetry?
It was a vehicle for me. This is not unusual, I imagine, among high school students, to have a lot of pent-up emotions that they have no place to put, and poetry came along, and I started playing around with it as a way of expressing those feelings that had nowhere else to go.
How would you define your poetry?
Oh, my. It runs the range. I write very short poems. I write love poems for my wife. I write just long historical, political poems.
So these poems are extensions of yourself?
They're extensions of myself, but they're also, especially the long historical ones, are efforts to understand the world. So I think they go beyond self a little bit more than the earlier work did.
Walk us through the process, if you would, Dale, of writing a poem. Where do you start?
I often start with an experience, and that turns into a first line. So I was watching out the window one day, and I saw a huge shadow of a tree pass over the side of the house. So the line came to me that I saw the shadow of a branch rise huge against the house.
So as you're developing your poem, are you looking at length specifically? Does that flow naturally? How do you know where to go with it as you're writing?
Michelangelo had this wonderful statement about sculpting, that the rock already knew what was inside of it. His job was to discover it.
That's very good.
So I feel the same way about poetry. The poem tells me what it wants to do.
Do you kind of see yourself as an endless well for poetry?
I would like to. There's been periods where nothing much happens. And there again, I think the process has to let myself know. And it may be the end. You just have to accept that that's a possibility.
As you look at poetry and the appeal for poetry, how has that changed over the past number of years?
Oh, my. More people are writing than ever.
Okay.
Not just poetry, everything. So it's more difficult, I think, in some ways to develop an audience. I think earlier, about a couple generations ago, poets knew each other's work because there were fewer of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get lost in the mass of writers, and I'm not sure how much anyone knows anyone anymore.
And tied to that, do you emulate anybody within the poetry realm?
Well, there's been some people who have influenced me heavily. Not all American poets. Pablo Neruda is a big influence. Thomas McGrath was a longtime, two-decade teacher and friend, and he certainly had influence. Poets are influenced by who they read, and so there can be a lot of influences that way, either foreign or domestic. For me, a lot of the foreign ones have more impact.
What kind of feedback do you have from your poetry? What do you hear?
That can be sort of disappointing to me, but some of the responses come from people who are very regarded by me and others. I've had 3 state poet laureates praise my work. One of them praised a long poem as a masterpiece. That was Larry Wywoody. That helped.
Sure. My guest again is Dale Jacobson. He's a poet, and he lives in Alvarado, Minnesota, in Northwest Minnesota. And you were part of the Authors of Northwest Minnesota exhibit back in June. And give me your feedback on that. What was that like?
That was interesting. We met for about 2 hours, and there were some 20 authors there.
And that was at the Campbell Library in East Grand Forks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sponsored by Northwest Regional Arts Council. And we talked about numerous things. Perhaps the most interesting to me was the problem, difficulties of finding publication, self-publishing, developing audience, and so on.
And how has the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council assisted you in your endeavor?
Well, it's been a peripheral thing for me. I'm not strictly eligible for a lot of it due to the fact that my wife works for them. But with the event you just mentioned, and also I was partly funded to go to Morris Workshop, that's been useful. It's put me in touch with some people.
Well, very good. And again, we appreciate your time, Dale, on the air. You mentioned your wife, Therese Jacobson, and she works with the Arts Council. And part of her role is on-air interviews here on Pioneer 90.1. And she also works with the Art Gallery in East Grand Forks, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, to find out more about what you do, Dale, is there a way to find out more about your work in poetry, a website, a contact address?
I do have a blog. Google Dale Jacobson Poet. It'll pretty easily get you there.
All right. Google Dale Jacobson Poet. And I believe you work at UND?
Yeah.
And what do you do there, Dale?
I teach English.
Okay.
Lots of composition.
And for how many years there at UND?
32 and so far.
32 years. My goodness. Long tenure. Well, Dale, thank you so much again for joining us on Pioneer 90.1. We really enjoyed our chat, and hopefully we'll talk again down the road.
Yeah, thanks, Ron, and thanks to your audience.